Ram Vijay Prabhu should come here, nearby, in front of me. Quickly. Come here. Jagai and Madhai, Jay and Vijay should always be near, so near, in front, that I may tell you something. And quickly, I want to make injection, very powerful injection. I think that our program in this place is so successful. All the devotees now aspiring. I wanted to give some new life to them, and actually I see that most of them have received new life. What water is given in these plants, dry plants, it may give you new life. So I'm happy. But now we are leaving this place and going to another area, Birmingham. I think that all of you, very few, not going, but I think that all of you are going also in Birmingham. And we will have very decent classes there also. And after that I will go to America for more than a month and then return to India. You know that I'm so weak by body. And also old age is coming. But yet I come to these places, Western and Eastern countries, only to help you. Otherwise I have no self-gain. I'll have to when I come, my precious time I have to give. If I was in Vrindavan, always chanting, remembering, and giving classes of high classes of prem, of gopi prem, here I cannot. Because some devotees are new-fied, some are not so qualified, some are of another type. So I'll have to tell so many things which I don't want to tell. Like cutting jungles. But in India, always dealing with so high classes of topics. So, I want to be in India. But only I worry for you all. So I used to come in these places. In future, if I will be well, I may come. But I think that you should be very strong. You should do Nagar Sankirtan. And you should try to help each other. Having no struggle or anything. Why we should struggle? In whole of my life, I have never struggled with anyone. Quarreling. I've never quarreled for anything. I know that this world is like false. So worldly things are, and false egos are youth and useless. So you should also be like that. And try to help each other. I want to read one slok of Manasiksha written by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. You know, most of all, you know that is slok. But we should try to follow it strongly. and deeply if we want bhakti. That is shloka he has written for his foolish mind, because he don't want to disturb any other person. So he is telling himself, Gurav goshthe goshthalaisu sujane bhusurugane swamantreshi namni brajvadanda sarane sadatam bhamhitva kuru ratim apurvam atitaram ae swantar bhratas chatubhi abhijache dhitapadah. We are all part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are not of anything of this mundane world, material world. And we are happy, we are unhappy in this world. Having so much opulence, money, beauty, so many qualities, everything, but yet we are unhappy. In this world, anyone is not happy. If anyone is happy, he must be a devotee, pure devotee, otherwise not. The devotee is pretending to be a devotee, not purely devotee. They will not be happy. They must quarrel, and maybe they are unhappy. So he is telling to his mind that, O my dear brother, my foolish mind, taking hold of your feet, humbly, he is telling, I humbly pray to you with sweet words. He is not doing bhajan, his mind. His mind wants to test all worldly things, and he has so much worldly pride, false pride, so much, egos. That is why he is unhappy. So he humbly, with sweet words, he is telling to them, you should always, if you are a householder, you should treat all with sweet words, not quarreling. If anyone begins to criticize anyone, then he is not devotee. And if a man looking his own faults and realizing that my heart is not so good, I am not a pure devotee, then it is very, he is fortunate, actually. So we should try to help our mind that with sweet word, please give up all pride and quickly develop sublime and incessant rati for Gurudev. Like continuous, spontaneous, like a current of river, not a stopping. Then it will be bhakti, otherwise not. Sometimes doing bhakti and sometimes not, then it is not. Even a kanishta bhakti. And you should have a rati. Rati means here
attachment.
Kya palta hai?
Attachment.
Here simply shraddha. Belief in Shastra. Belief in Guru words. Belief in Bhagavat, Krishna word. But actually rati is called when all kinds of false ego, offenses, anarths go away totally, and nishtha comes, and after nishtha, taste comes, and after that, asakti, so much
attachment
comes for Krishna and for bhakti both. And after that, if it is matured, then it is called rati. This rati is also so many kinds. One of the rati is called at first sthayi rati. Sthayi rati, what?
Permanent rati.
That is, I am his friend, I am his beloved, I am his servant, I am his father, mother, like this. So, a rati will come. So, if rati is coming, then no fear of fall down. Never. Then no adults. Only some smell of that thing will be there. Otherwise, never. No offense at that time. So, there is no chance to come down. Only there are some instances for this. Bharat Maharaj has that kind of rati. And he was doing bhajan, sadhan, in a very dense forest, in very nirjan
van,
solitary place. That place was situated on the very beautiful river. Very good scenery was there. And he has achieved at rati stage. But even he has some attraction for a deer, baby deer. And at the time of death, he was remembering that deer. And in coming birth, he became deer. So if anyone sharing his love and affection for anything, like horses, like cows, dogs, even husband, wife, they will be of same kind. They will be lusty if remembering like that. There will be dogs, beaches, hawks and pigs, like Bharat Maharaj. And because he has got rati, that is why in three
lifetime,
he became again in the stage of rati. But for us, no chance. No chance at all. So be very careful. If you want to love Krishna, one pointed, then gradually you should have sweet behavior to all, but not attachment to anyone. What I told you? We can have sweet behavior to all, but not attachment. Not us. You should be very careful for this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can see, everywhere he was preaching, and with very sweet behavior to all. You know that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to leave his place and Varnashram Dharma and his house and beautiful wife, on the same day in evening, he went to his wife, Vishnu Priya Devi. She was so beautiful. at that time. And he has no son or daughter, no children. And जब से वो विवाह करके आई,
since
he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu home, I, Sachi Maya, after marriage, he had never met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because always he was in, observed in mood of Radhe. Always telling that, oh Krishna, oh Krishna, weeping and dancing and rolling down. So he had never chance Vishnupriya Devi to meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, always fearing. He used to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he used to fell flat like bamboos or trees.
Like a falling banana plant.
So he was always fear. She was always fearing. So he had no dare to come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But today, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to leave his home, in the evening, he decorated himself with flower garlands, and his hairs were curly hairs. So beautiful. He took some flowers in his hair, also in his neck, beautiful dressed, and taking betel nut in his mouth, happily he went to Vishnupriya. She at once became what?
Worried.
Surprised. Wondered. How today he has come? He never come in 2-3 years to me, and today he is coming and smiling. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat by the side of Vishnupriya Devi and went to caress her. And he gave his own garland in the neck of Vishnupriya Devi. And he gave some betel nut in the mouth of Vishnupriya Devi. But she was not happy. She was thinking, why? What is going to be done? Today, I went to take bath in Ganges, and the way, a stone injured my feet, and blood used to come. Then I went to Ganges and took bath, and when taking bath, a nose ring
falling down,
which he has received at the time of marriage, and it was
lost.
It was a symbol
being married,
and it was lost in the current of Ganges. It is observed very impious in India. So she was weeping so bitterly, what is going to be happen? She came from bath to from Ganges, and she was weeping in the home, and Sachi Mata was asking, why you are weeping so? So weeping, she said all these stories. Now she is remembering all these things and weeping and telling in herself that what is going to happen? Why he is coming today? And in smiling and decorating me, giving betel nut, he never gave me. There must be something
hidden.
So she was not happy. She was, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was lovely, wanting to talk very lovely with her. But she was not in that mood. Anyhow, in the meantime, so many powerful stones, like stones, heavy things came on the
eyelid
eyelids of Vishnu Priya Devi. And quickly he wanted to sleep. He tried so much hard that I should not sleep. But he could not check. Yogamaya came and at once she slept. And in the meantime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw once towards her and take off his all maya, all attachment, and quickly began to tell, "Oh Krishna, where you are, where you are." And telling this, he left the home forever. Mother was just standing there on the gate. She had some idea that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my son, will be renounced very soon. So she was on the gate like a gatekeeper. Mahaprabhu saw her and he four times. But Sachiman could not tell anything. He was like a statue at that time. She could not tell anything. Or she could not weep even. Not weeping. And she became like a statue. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched the lotus feet of Sachi Mata and at once quickly, "Oh Krishna, oh Krishna," jump in the nearby Ganges. In cold season, in so much current, full of water. He never cared for his life. Jumped and crossed the Ganges and went to Kantaknagari. Which would be like same, very sweet behavior to all, but not to be assessed like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To anyone, a pure devotee does not want to share any part of his love and affection for anyone in this world, only to Gurudev. Because to give our love and affection to Gurudev, still it is akhanda, not shared. Because totally he will give in the lotus feet of Krishna what he wants. So we should do like these things very strongly. The world is like a dream, it has been told. Only dream, dream, dream. And when you woke up, then you see, oh, nothing, nothing. So you should see yourself in this dream-like world. Never be satisfied. So he is telling that have a rati for Gurudev if you want to be. Because you don't know Krishna, you don't know Radha, you don't know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you don't know Nityananda Prabhu. Gurudev is there. We are in this world for beginning of this creation of this world. We don't know that whether we were animals, trees, creepers, or anything, human body, or we were demigods, or what. But we are anyhow in the shape of grass or anything, we are present. But anyone could not do anything for us. Krishna always worry for us. And he wanted to help us. But we never wanted any help. Like so many devotees, I want to help them, but they don't want to be helped. Never. They want that Guru said, give us so much power, any mantra, that I may taste, enjoy what I want. And that is why they come. They don't come to serve Gurudev and Krishna. They want to enjoy all these things for themselves. They have never taken any lesson for what they were in past. Never. They have enjoyed all times. Kya ho gaya? So, anyhow, with the good le jao bhai. We are fortunate anyhow that our Gurudev, first your Swamiji has come to this western countries and he has tried to take you from this suffering, full of suffering, this world. He was the first person. Anyhow, by his books, by his words, by his touching, by his glance, anyhow. But after his departure from this world, why you are? You should go. If you are not quiet, then I will send you to outside. And then?
Swamiji came by saying, but after his departure,
almost so many devotees again became bewildered, lifeless, no interest. They became again like hippies. Again serving ganja, bhang and cigarette and all other things. Hairs like hippies. Again. So he mercifully perhaps ordered me and dragged me to again to help them. So he sent me. So you should think himself the representative of Swamiji. He was so powerful. I am not so powerful. But his powerful words and powerful activities he has given me and I have brought you to help you. So Gurudev has only dragged us and he has helped us to know all these things that we are eternal servant of Krishna. By our constitution, we are servant of Krishna. We are happy. By constitution, we have some ananda. But we have forgotten all these things. So if you want to be again happy and to serve Radha and Krishna Gujjugal or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first you should try to serve your Gurudev without any doubt, no doubts. But it is very rare to have a Gurudev, a real Gurudev or qualified Gurudev. Very rare. But if you pray to Krishna that, O Gurudev, kindly, O Krishna, kindly, have a mercy to give association of bona fide Gurudev. He will surely arrange. Otherwise, by our
endeavor,
we cannot have. So there are two kinds of gurus. The topmost Bhagavat devotee who completely destroys all anarths and bestows Sambandha Gyan or transcendental knowledge of one's relationship with Sri Krishna is known as Diksha Guru. Really, he is Guru. Never attached with any worldly things. Neither money, neither lust, nor anything. like Narada Goswami, Sukadeva Goswami, Rupa Sanatana Goswami, and all other our acharya. Never he is attached to anything. The topmost Bhagavat, who gives instructions about how to perform bhajan of Sri Radha Krishna Yugal, the divine couple, is known as Siksha Guru. Both should be served. Both. Swamiji has given Diksha to so many, but lacking of Siksha, bhajan Siksha, it is very hard to know all these things, how to do bhajan, how to enter in bhajan, especially in the ways which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give, that is Raganuga Bhajan Marga. It is very hard and very rare. So we should have so much faith, equally faith, on Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru. Both are qualified to be Diksha Guru is qualified to be Siksha Guru, and Siksha Guru is fully qualified for being Diksha Guru.